The Audubon Wheelers return home for week number one as they entertain Southeast Warren. And here to break down the game with me is head coach Sean Burks. And coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, good to catch up with you guys too. Kind of weird having a game under our belt before week one, but here we are, and we're ready. Hopefully ready to go. Home opener is always an exciting time.
What was that experience like down at Martinsdale last week against Winfield Mount Union? I know the outcome not probably what you wanted it to be, but was the experience of getting that showcase everything you guys were hoping for?
Yeah, you know, obviously the loss sticks with you. That's the part of it that, you know, we were going down there for a business trip. It wasn't a scrimmage. It wasn't, you know, anything else. So we got the 0-1 on us. But at the same time, you know, as we told the kids that day and every day since, you know, we're glad we did it week zero and not week one. You know, it speeds up our learning curve. We've got film to learn from. We played a really good team with a really special athlete that maybe will make things a little bit easier going forward. And hopefully everybody we tackle from here on out should be a little easier to tackle than that kid. We'll see. But so, yeah, there's a lot of positives. We were able to get some experience, figure out what guys can and can't do and what guys need to work on. Plenty of things to fix at film on Monday and plenty of things to work on in Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday practices. And we know it's not all going to be fixed for Friday, but we're definitely ahead of where we want to be, you know, or we would have been, I should say, because if we hadn't had that game, a lot of those issues would be popping up this Friday. So Southeast Warren was able to do the same thing. So we should both be a little more advanced than we would have been normally week one. And that's good for us. We want to get tested in our non-district. That's, you know, it doesn't hurt you come playoff time. We want to be pushed. We want to be tested. And it's another week, another quality team. And we both enjoyed our experience on turf. And with all, everything that went with it last Saturday, it was really cool. Hopefully that's something that can continue in years going forward. I think it was good for the 8-man product and good for our communities to get that out, you know, kind of showcase done. And now it's time to kind of flip into more of the regular season, so to speak, with everyone's playing on Friday nights. It's a regular game time. It's a home game or an away game. It's not a neutral site. So we'll get back to some normalcy this week, and hopefully it helps us playing at home too.
Did you guys work more this week then on you guys and fixing the things you saw from the week one game against Winfield, or has it been a kind of a normal game work where there's been a lot of game planning for Southeast Warren?
Some of each. You know, I think that's pretty normal most weeks. You know, when we hit our indie time and our small group time, we're generally working on things that are going to be you know, things that we obviously saw Friday that needed cleaned up, in this case Saturday. But we're also looking at, hey, you know, this week, this is what it's going to look like a little bit. So it's always a double-edged thing. You know, we're working on us, but at the same time, we've got an eye towards what type of things we need to work on for Southeast Warren as well.
You guys did get a chance Saturday to watch Southeast Warren. They fell to Waco Wayland after your guys' game. What did you see, and how fun was it to be able to kind of scout them in person rather than just on film?
It was really good. You know, and I asked the kids Monday at film, I said, what are the things that jumped out at you right away? You know, and the number one thing the kids said was the physicality. And you can't always see that on film, so I'm glad we were there to hear the pads popping and see some of the hits that they had. It was a physical game. The pads were popping. Kids were smacking each other. There was quality tackles. It was quality football. I don't think it's any stretch of the imagination to say that Waco's a dome caliber team. That Southeast Warren's probably the favorite to win their district, and Winfield, if they're also with Waco, so that'll be a heck of a game later in the season. I think they could be a lot like, you know, Audubon and Cam last year, where, you know, somebody's a district runner up, but at the same time they're also a threat to make the dome. So I think that district in Southeast Iowa is going to be one to be reckoned with this year with Waco and Winfield. They've also got a couple other quality teams down there as well. So, you know, New London pops from time to time. They've always got athletes, so they're a team down there as well. Southeast Warren's in a district with, you know, some other quality teams as well. So I think the big thing for us was seeing some quality football and seeing, you know, what it looks like. And our kids realized that, you know, we've played Waco. We know how physical they are. We know it's not an easy matchup. And we saw how big Southeast Warren is and how physical they are. And they moved the ball at times against a really stout Waco team. So we know we've got our hands full with yet another playoff caliber team.
Coach, it looks like they really want to run the football, kind of a three-headed monster led by their quarterback, Landon Harvey, but he's not the only guy. You got the Montgomery kid and the Fisher kid that both look like they run the football well. What's the style they like to use, and how do you guys defend it Friday?
Yeah, they're multiple. You know, they would love to be under center, small gaps, use their big guys up front, and just run lead, dive, trap, and then use those to set up play action. You know, kind of old school almost a wing T mentality, and that's the brand they play with. And they've got a 300 pounder. They've got multiple 250, 260 pounders. Both of their backs and their quarterback are all three over 180. I mean, they're big, they're physical, and they want to shove it down your throat. But at the same time, they're capable of going shotgun and running some different zone schemes. They're also capable of running some read option. They're capable of running some quarterback trap or running back trap and pulling guys. They'll throw it as well. So they're multiple. They want to run under center, but they're not scared to go to the gun. They can run the quarterback. They can run either of the running backs. They've got guys they can throw to in the passing game. They're pretty big up front. They've got a lot of things that they do really well offensively.
Sean, last week I thought you guys had some success when you could get to the outside. Is that where you can run against this team?
We'll see. Last year they were really concerned with our run game. They were really keeping a lot of eyes on Gavin Smith, which kind of set up Carter Andreessen right up the middle. And then later in the game, we were able to exploit him over top in the passing game. Matt Beiswenger caught two long balls. So it just depends. I think it's going to be kind of year to year. They're really well coached, so they'll have some film of us from last week. I'm sure they're going to see that we got to the edge at times, and they're going to make those adjustments as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But for the most part, they play a little different style than Winfield, so it's different week to week. Winfield was, at times, they ran a four-man front. They ran quite a bit of man coverage, and Southeast Warren's almost primarily a three-man front and primarily zone coverage. So it really is a different matchup defensively than we had last week. Offensively, a little more similar. Winfield really did enjoy going under center and around the I formation, so that's a little bit more similar, so we're fortunate with that. But defensively, they're very different schemes.
Coach, I know in the past you guys have really kind of liked to score quickly. Is this year's team going to be the same style of team, or will it be more of the long, sustained drives? What did you see after week one with that?
We need to be explosive. If any chance we get to score, make a big play, we have to do it. And I think you saw on Saturday, when we were explosive, we looked pretty good. And when we were methodical, eventually after a few plays, we either made a penalty, had a bad snap, made some sort of mistake, turned it over, whatever it might have been. So it's one of those things. We need to score before we screw up. And if you have 7, 8, 9, 10 play drives, that's 7, 8, 9, 10 chances to screw up. And if you can shove it in the end zone in three plays, you got rid of it. You put points on the board before you can screw up. So that's really the mentality we've always had, and it's more so this year when we've got young guys. But we also have some dynamic kids. Aaron Olsen's got game-changing speed. Manny Beiswenger can catch, can run, can make guys miss. Evan Ault showed Saturday. He can make some guys miss, and he's got some speed to himself as well. So with those three guys and the way they're built as well, we don't want those their 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", 140, 160-pound bodies taking a beating. So we want to score quickly. We want to avoid the tackles on our guys, and we want to score before we screw up.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Certainly appreciate your time here today. And I know the guys are going to be looking forward to catching up with you on the scoreboard show following the game Friday.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. They come home for a week one matchup. They'll entertain at Southeast Warren.